Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Longtime surfer Bibble Irvin of Vero Beach is well known for his artistic endeavors, such as hats that he weaves out of palm leaves. He's 57 and practically grew up on the beach. In one of his early money-making ventures, he capitalized a bit on the littering habits of some beachgoers.
We used to go out to the first reef and collect Coke bottles. We could get a dozen or so and make 50 cents up to a dollar. The hard part with that, though, is we had to take the sand out of the bottles before we could cash them in.
These were those big 12-ounce refundable bottles, right?
Yeah, when you got 2 cents a piece, and then it was a great day when they went up to a nickel, and then I recall them going up to as much as a dime. But by then, we learned to get a couple of the lobsters out there where it's paying $2 or $3 a piece for a lobster, so then we started going after them more than the Coke bottles.
And you also worked at a beachfront hangout that was called the Breezeway.
My job there was a dishwasher. It was a mean job, paid real crummy, so I'd take all the scraps off the plates and I'd stick them in bags and sell them for 25 cents a bag in the restaurant, and they'd let me do that. That made up for the bad pay, because sometimes I'd sell 20 bags of old French fries and hamburger buns, whatever I could put in those bags that the birds liked. I think that was about my first recycling thing to do. Instead of going to the rubbish, that went to the birds.
People bought these little bags and then they fed the birds on the beach.
Yeah.
And you also were a raft retriever back when rafts were rented at the local beaches.
That was a job, too, I didn't like very much. We rented them for 35 cents an hour, but sometimes the people would take them from Humiston all the way down to J.C. Park.
That was a couple miles.
Yeah, we'd have to go get them, otherwise we'd have to pay for the raft. They'd be all sandy and wet, and you have to carry them back on your head. Those weren't much fun, but they were fun to ride. That was our first surfboard. And then my dad got some belly boards, and then we were right into surfing, and Charlie Gonick created the first surf club in Vero called the Boiler Line Surf Club. And
some people listening to this are not going to know what the boiler was.
That was an old ship that sunk off the Waldo's restaurant out there.
This was the Breconshire, it was called, and it sank, I think, around the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah, right there in 1901. It was a 160-foot, three-mast schooner. It was quite a ship. We used to spend the whole day out there. We'd go out there with our hammers and bang off the barnacles so we could sit on top. When the surf was up, you could shoot the boiler in between the bow post and where it stuck out of the water. Now it barely sticks out at low tide.
You were telling me that you used to go inside the boiler. It was kind of like an aquarium in there.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. It was like a crystal clear swimming pool in there, but it was real teeny. If you're claustrophobic, you'd probably stay out.
Were you able to surf from the boiler all the way to the shore?
No, they said Charlie made a wave one time all the way to the beach, but generally there was a little spot that the water was deep and you'd have to re-catch the wave in closer.
You're not so much a beach person anymore. You're older. We're all older. And you're an artist. Your home is just full of all kinds of stuff that you've made. Paintings. You're well known for making things out of palms, hats, statuary. I'm looking at mobiles hanging from your rafters, made from Venetian blind parts. Lately, you've been working on what you call canjos.
Yep, they're a real neat instrument. That's a little bit how they sound. I make these canjos out of an old survey stick, a soda can, and a single tuner.
Bibble Irvin lives in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.